You're listening to Archer Radio. Today is Thursday, June 2nd, 2005. Welcome to the show. Welcome to all the new listeners and all the oldies but goodies. We have a few things to talk about on tonight's show, or today's show, whenever you're listening to this. First up, I'd like to thank Victor Kaya. I can't say his name. I feel so bad. He's the guy who makes the music that I played a couple times on my podcast. And he has actually made what he calls, because I don't really know the lingo, but he says it's a sweeper that he made for me to play on my show. And I'm going to do that in just a second, but I wanted to thank him for that. And I'm going to try to actually get some other people to make sweepers because they sound cool and they, you know, advertise the show or whatever. Or it's, I guess it's a promo for the show. I don't know. But in any case, thank you, Victor. And I'll be emailing you one that I'm going to think about making for your show. He is from the typicalpcuser.com. And he is like obviously a whiz with audio, so he made a couple sweepers for me, and I'm going to play one of them on tonight's show. So listen to this.
Don't touch that iPod. You're listening to Archer Radio, and this is Victor Cajal of typicalpcuser.com. Now back to Archer.
Isn't that cool? I need to get other people to. I know I do have another one I'm going to play, but I like to have those. I think they're fun. And just a real quick thing, I wanted to talk about the spelling bee that had the finals today. Surely you saw them on the news. The National Spelling Bee, the winner was an eighth grader from California, and he won $28,000. Lucky little shit. And it was funny because they showed all the finalists, like I guess like the 10 finalists or whatever, and they were mostly either Indian or Asian. And I didn't find that all that funny, but I just think it's interesting because it seems like the people who can or who like to learn things by rote, which means they totally memorize things, tend to be, well, that's I'm generalizing again. I'm not going to say that. I just think it's excuse me. I just think it's interesting that the finalists were Asian and Indian. Of Indian or Asian descent. Interesting. And I would try to tell you what the word that this eighth grader won by, but I have no idea how to say it or how to pronounce it or anything. So I'm not going to go there. But so the National Spelling Bee was saying that didn't look like nobody fainted this year or anything. So it was interesting to see on the news. Anyway, moving along, I decided to call Homer, you know, my good blog buddy Homer, and record his phone call. And I was lucky to catch him in. He was still at work. So here's my phone call with Homer. Hope you enjoy it.
Hello.
Hi, Homer. This is Archer. How are you?
Oh, my God.
I'm recording you on the podcast. Is that okay?
Oh, that's fine.
So what are you doing?
Well, I was sitting at my exciting computer answering an email from somebody at work, and now I'm stepping outside and walking across to my designated phone spot.
You have a designated phone spot?
Yeah, it's out in back of the office. There's a kind of a cushy chair sitting there. Oh, look, there's a bunny rabbit. And I can sit there and There's a little cottontail rabbits running around. There's one like 15 feet away from me right now. Actually, two of them. Sometimes I see lizards out here. Hawks.
How cute.
Ground squirrels. Yeah, because I work right next to a spot where there's quite a lot of wildlife.
Well, I just thought I would give you a call. I hadn't talked to you in a couple of days, and I thought, I need to record Homer on the podcast. So I thought I'd give you a call and see what you're doing.
Well, I'll make sure that I talk in a low and masculine voice.
No, you can talk as gay as you like.
Oh, child. Oh, honey.
Girl.
Girl.
So are you all done with your dig?
No, I got another week left of the dig, and we're making good progress. Today, I had the backhoe driver come over and scrape off an area, and we found some pits, and we found an old well. So we're digging into those.
Very good.
And, so we're making good progress and finding lots of cool artifacts. I'm not sure. I've been posting it to my website, and I'm not sure if people find it all that interesting or not.
Well, I think some people do and some people don't. It just depends.
Yeah, I've noticed that my readership has dropped by about 50 people. You know, it's instead of, like, me whining about my private life.
That's right. See, what you need to do is you need to put some shirtless pictures on there and talk about sex.
Well, that means I'd actually, number one, have to have sex, I guess.
Or you could make it up.
I could make it up. I could show pictures of my, like, bruises and things from being hit in the legs and buckets and all that.
And you could say that you got the injuries from having sex.
I could, except for people would analyze the spots and say, what the hell is he doing?
Well, that's the mystery of it.
Yeah, because they're kind of unusual spots, so.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I've got one, actually, that's really swollen up right on the back side of my arm, and I couldn't even figure out how I got that one.
Oh.
So, yeah, so, and what was the other thing I said? Pictures of myself. Well, you know, besides being all bruised, I just kind of don't look so hot right now, I don't think so.
Well, but I bet when you post pictures of your, at least shirtless, you get more hits on your website.
I suppose so, but I also hear that, like, a lot of people like vomiting.
Oh, no, that's not true.
No, I'm kidding. Yeah. Actually, yeah, but I do notice people, like, when I put pictures of myself on my weblog, I get lots of comments, so.
Well, so you haven't been having any sex lately?
No, I've been pretty virginal, you know.
Virginal.
I've been going through an anti-man mood, which helps, you know.
Oh, you back into the anti-man mood?
Yeah, I'm back in the anti-man mood. And, you know, also doing this archaeology dig, I'm getting up way early in the morning, and sometimes it's really hot. Like, last week it was 109 degrees.
Oh, God.
And you go home, and, like the idea of, like, hunting for some is just, like, last thing you think about.
Right. Well, that sucks.
Well, or not.
Or not, right. Doesn't suck. Well, I've been thinking about sex a lot lately because you know, the boyfriend has his family in town, so I've been watching lots of porn.
Yeah, so is this like W approved porn?
Well, he doesn't really approve or disapprove of my pornography viewing. I just choose whatever I like and watch it.
Yeah, and what is the latest one that you watched?
Well, actually, it was a Bellamy one. The
a twink fest.
It was. I was just looking through my drawer. You know, I have like probably 100 videos or so.
Wait.
Didn't I show you my drawer when you were in town?
Well, obviously not.
I guess not. But and I saw that one. I'm like, oh, I haven't watched that one in a long time. So, you know, it only takes 5 minutes. So I only watched 5 minutes of it. But, you know, they have some big uncut dicks.
And there's nothing wrong with that.
No, and not that I have, like, this aversion to uncut dick. It's just, you know, something different every once in a while.
Yeah.
And it does the job. But he and I will be getting together tomorrow night, so we'll get back.
Oh, my God. I'm going to have to buy some earplugs that I'm here out in Arizona. I can, like, go to sleep and not have to listen to you guys.
We don't actually make too much noise. Well, I don't.
Do you think?
I actually don't, but that's not to say he doesn't.
Yeah, I remember hearing some story about you having to hold your hand over his mouth.
Shut up! He listens to this.
Well, that was back when you first started seeing him, so.
That's true. Oh, that's so funny. So what else is new? Anything fun going on in your life?
Let's see now. Well, you know that my tenant moved out of my guest house.
Yes.
So I went in there and I started, oh my God, you know, there was minimal cleaning done when they left. And the bathtub, oh my God, it was so disgusting. I had to buy this special, like, crud away stuff.
Ooh.
I actually was wearing a pair of good shorts, and when I took them out of the washer this morning, your dryer, I like, oh, look, the crud away stuff, like, totally, like, bleached out spots. It's probably not a good thing to get this on your skin.
No, probably not.
But the bathtub is looking better, and the next thing is to buy some, I had to patch some cracked plaster, and, because the ground is shifting underneath in my neighborhood because of various reasons, I got to patch some of the concrete on the outside of the house where the it's actually cracked quite substantially.
Oh. Well, now, do you have any new gay tenants lined up to move in?
Well, my friend Roger has expressed an interest in moving in, and we'll see. He's fretting because, you know, he doesn't have the money to move in for a couple of months, and well, I explained to him that nobody's moving in until I get the drywall fixed.
Right.
It could be a couple of months before that all gets done and painted and so on. So.
Now, what kind of a gay man is Roger? Will he be having wild orgies in the guest house?
One would hope so. I mean, don't all gay men have wild orgies in guest houses?
Well, I thought so. But would he invite you to these wild orgies?
I would be the premier star attraction, of course.
Oh, of course.
Roger is, he works as a massage therapist, so... He might even have clients come there or something, so...
Now, let's see, does he do full release?
No, he does, he does like, sports massage.
Oh.
Rolfing and that sort of thing.
Well, I bet for the right price he would.
Well, actually, I don't think so.
I'm just kidding.
Yeah, I was just being serious.
I know you were. Oh, well.
Well, let me ask you some questions now.
Uh-oh.
Okay, so, Archer, these are all hypothetical questions, but you have to answer them.
Okay, hypothetical's fine.
Yes. If you were driving down the road and there was a little puppy or dog wandering around the road and you rescued it, which would you, if you had to keep either a dog or a cat, which would you keep?
Living in my condo, I'd have to keep the cat.
Yeah. Would you like to have that cat?
No.
No.
Because I don't like cat hair on everything.
But what if it was like the most cuddliest, cutest little kitten that would just come running up to you and climb in your lap?
Well, maybe. Maybe I would keep it. It depends. If I fell in love with it while I was rescuing it, then I would think about keeping it.
Does W like little cats, you know?
Well, he's kind of like me in that we like other people's animals, but we don't really want any of our own.
Oh, my God.
You know, because I love petting other people's animals and dog watching other people's.
Like, you like petting other people's pussies?
Yeah, I like to pet other people's pussies. But actually, you know, W, as a part-time job, he is a pet sitter. He actually goes and...
Wow!
Yeah, he as a pet sitter, so he goes and feeds their animals and, you know, spends time with them and stuff. So he loves animals, he just doesn't have any of his own.
Wow, that's interesting.
Yeah.
Okay, question number two.
Okay.
What is your shirt size?
Oh, no. My shirt size?
Yes.
That's too revealing on the channel. Oh, no, it's not that bad. For the most part, I'm a large.
Large, okay.
Yeah.
So if I were to happen to sometime stop by the vintage store and buy you a shirt, one that I'm assuming that you would wear, you would want a large shirt then.
I would probably need a large shirt.
Okay.
But now, Homer, don't go buying me any shirts. But of course, these are hypothetical questions, right?
Sometimes you have to, like, proof hypotheses. You have to do some theoretical work.
Oh, I see. Okay.
And theoretically, you might need to have a fun, non-plaid, non-striped shirt.
Okay.
Sure. I bet. If, theoretically, I sent you a little package containing a non-striped, non-plaid 1970s disco shirt. Oh, look, there's a really big lizard walking down right next to me. That W would really like to see you wear it.
Oh, I'm sure he would. He would think it would be hot, I'm sure.
Okay, so that's just a hypothetical situation. And hypothetically, you really ought to send me an email with your address, because I do have something else already that I made for you for your birthday that I need to send to you.
So. Oh, that's sweet of you. But now you can't send a little kitty cat through the mail.
It was roadkill. It was really squished flat. Oh, so. God. It can't shed any more than it's already shed.
Oh, gross.
Have you gone to on my web links? You should look at the What Else blog. He has some interesting roadkill pictures that he just posted.
Oh, I'll have to do that.
Yeah. That's one of my favorite web blogs. That guy has, a lot of his situations are not so humorous, but he certainly writes about them in a funny way.
Well, that makes it more interesting, then.
Yes.
And especially with visuals.
Yeah. And he photoshops pictures, too, so.
Oh.
Yeah. And I haven't gotten that creative yet.
No, me either.
Oh, my God, it's so hot right now. Well, Mr. Archer, I'm about ready to fry my ass off.
Well, yeah, I should let you go, but let me just ask you one question.
Certainly, sir.
Have you voted on PodcastAlley.com for Archer Radio?
You know, I voted twice.
Oh, yay! Good for you.
One from my home address and one from my work address.
Very good.
You know, that's totally illegal, but I figured it was at different computers. So.
It is different computers. It's not illegal. They don't say that you can't do that.
Yeah, it doesn't say that. And if they question me, I just say, oh, I have a split personality.
All right, well, Homer, I will let you go. Thanks for letting me take some time out of your day and have a chat.
Okay.
And you.
Bye.
Talk to you later.
Ciao.
Okay, bye-bye.
Bye.
Oh, it's always so much fun talking to Homer. He's so funny. He's just funny. That's all I can say. And I so enjoy talking with him on the phone. We talk a couple times a week, and we always catch up with each other what's going on. I'm sorry to hear that he's in the man-hating stage or man-repelling stage, whatever, but I hope he snaps out of it and gets a date and gets some sex. Because Homer's a, you know, good guy. He deserves a man. Let's put it that way. It's time for listener voicemail. That's right, we got some voicemail today. Today we got a voicemail from our favorite straight chick listener, Beth. She informs me that she was unable to leave comments on the website, and I don't know why. I checked it when I got home today, and I was able to get the comments thing to come up, Beth, so I'm sorry, I don't know what's going on with that. But in any case, thank you so much for the voicemail, and here for the listeners is Beth's voicemail.
Hey Archer, it's Beth. I thought I'd leave you a voicemail because for some reason I can't leave any comments on your website the past couple of days. But I just wanted to say hello and that I have voted for you on Podcast Alley. I'll vote for you again tonight at work because we'll be a different IP address, so that'll be another vote. And I just wanted to encourage you to keep up the good work because I love your podcast. I think it's very funny, and I thought you and I believe it was David the other night were cracking me up. So I hope you get an update soon about him and this little flame of his at the gym. I hope all is well, and I'll continue listening. Have a great day. Bye-bye.
Aw, thank you, Beth. That was so sweet of you to call. This was the first time you've called and left voicemail. I appreciate it. And, of course, I will give you an update with David and the little twink infatuation he has, or lust, or whatever he has. Anyway, thank you, Beth. I really do appreciate your phone call. You're so sweet to call. The only other thing I wanted to say was that tomorrow I'm going to go shopping. Just by luck, I have a four-day weekend. I know I just had a three-day weekend last weekend, but I actually have a four-day weekend this weekend. So tomorrow, today I got two really nice gifts. I got a $400 gift card. It's a new, I don't know if it's a new kind of card or not, but it's a Visa debit card. You can use it anywhere. You know, unlike some
gift cards. You have to use them at the store. They buy it at. Well, this is a Visa debit card, and you can use it anywhere. I'm just like, this is so cool. So tomorrow I'm going to go shopping, and I do have a couple things in mind. And since I'm into this podcasting mode, I'm going to take that $400 and buy a... I don't really know what it is. It's some kind of audio device that lets you put a couple of inputs into it, and then you plug it into your computer, and it allows you to bring all the inputs, all the audio together, so I can figure out, you know, just have better audio, I guess. I'll play with it this weekend, I guess. I also want to get some nice microphones, because when I recorded that phone call from Homer, I know that my voice didn't pick up on the microphone very well, but whereas you were able to hear him talking through the phone very easily. And I'm very old school when it comes to this phone recording stuff. I actually am just using my speakerphone and just have the microphone right up towards the speaker. So I'm sure that's very old school. I know that there are podcasts that can afford to have all this great equipment where you can, I don't know how they do it, tap into the phone line and make phone calls and record the conversations or whatever. But I have no problem being old school. It's fun, and it's, you know, I just like doing it. So anyway, so I hope to get some new microphones, and I want to get stereo microphones, but I don't know how much they cost. So, of course, now I'm limited to this $400 budget. So we'll see what I can find tomorrow. And another gift that I got today was a $25 gift card to the iTunes Music Store. And I haven't gotten one of those for a while, but I was so pleased. I'm like, damn. So, of course, as soon as I got home today, I'm on iTunes, and I'm loading up my shopping cart with all these songs. And, of course, I ended up with, like, 33 different songs that I wanted to buy. If I figure out this audio thing tomorrow, I might play some of the songs on tomorrow's podcast. We will see. It all depends on how technologically advanced I can get with putting all this stuff together. So I think we will finish out the podcast for today. I hope you enjoyed that conversation I had with Homer. And I'm going to say two words. Podcast Alley, vote. That's all I'm going to say about that. So until tomorrow or until the next podcast, I hope you have a great evening, day, afternoon, whenever you're listening to this. So until next time, bye.
Hi, this is Homer from homersworld.blogspot.com. I listen to Archer Radio, and if you don't listen to Archer Radio, you're a big fat jerk.
You've been listening to Archer Radio.